What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Gender Banter podcast on today, 16th of fucking April, 2019. Are we on our ninth attempt to try to record? Yes, we are. My guest today, Aaron McCann, about to fucking have a conniption.
I hope you keep that in. You just let out the biggest burst of rage I've ever heard.
That's not the biggest one, bro.
Oh my god, that was labor type shit.
There's been fucking, there's been bigger ones than that.
Oh fuck me, that was so funny.
We have about 40, we have about 50 minutes to give you here, 50 of the best minutes before I fucking jam my head in a fucking cooker door.
We try to be good, you know, we try to fucking get up and be productive and, yep, you know, get up early.
And the machines let us down! See when people are like, oh, the machines are going to take over? I wish they fucking would, you know?
The machines will take over!
Once you spoon feed them fucking assistants?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about robots taking over when we can't even get a fucking mic to work right, like.
Yeah. Hey, you've got everything plugged in. What's this noise? Glad I paid all that money for all this equipment. Fucking microphones. Suck my dick. Anyone out there want to be a fucking podcast producer for a fee of nothing money?
This is going to be a very angry podcast today.
No, it's going to be great. Let me plug some stuff. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night. Here's the lineup. I'm emceeing. Tom O'Mahony's on. James McKegney. Jack McGee. Jack my fucking gee, would you?
Deadly.
So there you go. Just guys doing comedy around the place. And that's it. Now, the first segment of the Odyssey Arena is pretty much sold out. The first like entry level, like this is what you'd need to fill the theatre style at the Odyssey, is probably about to sell out. So I don't know where the tickets are going, but by the looks of the internet there was about fucking 60 left. So
fucking class.
Buy that and then I'll just be like, it's sold out, and I'll be like, only joking, this year's extra tickets. Ha 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 ha. Here's another night. We're doing a week. Suck my fucking genitalia.
Residency.
Every Friday night all year. Fuck the Giants. Ice hockey? What are you doing? Play fucking football or something?
You ever been to a Belfast Giants game?
No, but I would like to.
Not too bad, like.
Even though I was about to slabber about the sport.
The scrapping is fun to watch.
What about, well, do you know what else is fun to watch? Fighting.
Actual fighting, yeah.
You know what I mean? Take off the skates, the shoulder pads, the vest, the pads, you know, the helmet, the gum shield, the stick, the ice.
But the athletic ability there
beat
is.
Beat the fuck out of each other. But it's like a sport that doesn't make sense. It's like, do you want to go see basketball? But also you're on a bike. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hockey, but it's on ice. Why? Oh, it's football, but you're on a fucking trike. Come see it. Oh, do you want to get on a fucking snake board? Do you remember them? Do you remember a snake board, bro?
Pay 18 quid for a hot dog.
I know.
Whatever it is at the other thing.
I wish they would. Let me see. They probably do have some, actually. Hold on.
That's like a life experience thing of like, you just never buy food at the Odyssey.
Well, there's certain places where you're just not supposed to do it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Asthma. I've had people, you know, hair looks good. I love where you're wearing a full fucking like Tommy Hilfiger shirt under a golf line top. You're all over the place today. Also, wear better trainers. I know we have like a million pairs of trainers that are class.
I know, but I just want to be comfy in these.
What's not comfy about a...
That is pish, sir. That is pish.
Are they not...
I can't be wearing my fucking Lafleurs. Supreme... Lafleurs up about the street today.
We were in a shoe shop in America, and there was some random American girl, and, you know, it was during the time of that what's it called? The fucking... The festival. What's it called? The carnival?
Oh, Camp Flogna?
Camp Flogna. And Aaron turns around to this wee girl in the shop very aggressively, and she's wearing these, like, fucking shoes that were stitched together by a fucking... You know, Amazonian tribeswoman, and he goes, "Are they the new fucking Lafleurs?" And the girl is like, "Yeah, probably, probably." Fucking Lafleurs,
the fucking disrespect. She barely knew what she was on about.
Lafleurs, I don't know. You fucking better know, you bitch.
Is that the new Lafleurs, pet?
That, by the way, Maureen could have absolutely bought. It's Colin Turtle playing for the for the Belfast Giants. She could have easily just went, can I get these in a size 6, and walked out of the shop, because she took the box to the till, and then she was like, can I pay for these, and the guy's like, okay, like half of LA's just out of their fucking mind, and weed, like, okay, that's cool, I had for lunch, I had some sushi and a fucking pretty strong edible. Just to pass the day.
I think most people just drift through life out there because they're just constantly high.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, yeah, let's get through lunch and then I'm going to go home and watch something on TV and then we just rinse and repeat to the weekend.
Yeah. And why not?
Hard to beat, like.
You know, there's a lot of, like, I was like, do you have this shoe in a size, like, 11 or whatever? And he's like, don't think so. Hey, look. Do you know what I mean? Have a look.
I mean, in Marty Woodhead sports shop in Oma.
Sorry, what a weird t-shirt.
Stroke Association?
Just a stroke really big.
Yeah, it's a weird font size and general design of the t-shirt.
Weird message, isn't it?
Yeah, Stroke Association.
Stroke it. Anyway, hold on a second. What shit were you going to say then?
Marty Woodhead's sports shop in Oma, right?
Oh, what are we plugging here?
Listen.
Congettus.com for merch.
So basically, if you went in, right, and you were like, Marty, can I get the Adidas fucking boots in a size 12? All the shoes were in the roof, like literally wedged into the roof. And he'd look at all the boxes in the roof and be like, I don't know, sir, fucking, wasn't he looking size 12 Adidas? And then he'd pull down a box. And then by the time he opens it up and actually it's not the shoes you want, you feel like guilty, just buy them anyway.
Yeah. Oh, size 6 plimsoll, I'll take it.
By the way, thoughts on everyone at Coachella wearing the best outfits?
Sorry, I just got really boring there. What is... No, I'm joking. I was just seeing if that worked, and then it did work, and I was like, I don't know how to get out of this. What about them wearing the best outfits?
Yeah, it gives me anxiety, because like, I'll not wear shoes today, because it's too rainy. I'll not wear my nice shoes. Like, but at Coachella, everyone's wearing like full-blown, like, two nice outfits, and you're in a fucking campsite. Like,
yeah, but it's a desert.
Yeah, but even still, you know, people are wearing them fucking like off-white shoes.
Yeah, but
it's going to get covered in fucking musk and dust.
The whole thing is like if Instagram came to life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's, you're there basically in your stupid outfit to be photographed.
Yeah.
Do you ever see there was like a video of someone was just filming people at Coachella and it was like,
They're just taking pictures.
It was like minions just talking to their fucking phones. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to Coachella. Oh my God. Now, would you fuck everyone? Yes.
Yeah.
Right up the sandy crease.
I'd look like such a tramp, but I'd throw on my fucking like Oma Academy's Leavers hoodie and a pair of Lonsdales and jump into a mosh pit.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
You know, listen to Billie Eilish, chinning cunts.
Sparking lads out in a mosh pit.
Oh my God. I bet you if you wore a full GAA strip, they'd be like, what is this? Vintage sports gear. I love it. What is that? Is that Ralph Lauren? What is that? Polo by... What is that? Oh, it's Kalashal Miners? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Because Begley says it a lot.
Kalashal!
Oh my goodness. What are the fintna fucking... whatever the fucks.
Oh my God, the Kalibaki Cougars. Away jersey.
Away jersey, away strip. I love it. Yeah, everyone just gets their shit on and goes just to be photographed, really. That's about it. Don't they like it?
Yeah. Did you see...
Would you go?
Oh, for sure. I would have went this year, only the lineup was shit.
You'd love to just have a t-shirt that just said, ugliest cunt at Coachella.
Yeah.
Only cunt here without a six-pack and a nipple piercing.
But I would just fully embrace it. I would, like, this cunt here, wearing the fucking Jeff Hardy, see-through nips, green vest, pink fanny pack, and yellow shorts. Yes, mate.
Blue beard.
Respect.
Nah, I would take a shot in the dark
most,
and say...
Here, most awkward stance in the world.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's about to piss himself.
Secondary school photo, full anxiety.
Yeah. Nah. Hello.
But see this thing about Coachella... The woman would be too hot and too high maintenance. You wouldn't get speaking to anybody. What you want to do is go to T in the park and...
drag some unconscious girl out of a tent.
100%. Get her back to the slam tent.
Out of a fucking Eurohike two-man tent.
And get her into the stabbing camp. Two-night residency.
Shovel a fucking handful of yolks into her. You know?
Take the MD... Take a burger, and we're heading down to the red campsite.
I mean, the thing about Coachella is, you know, like, you could probably rim anybody at the drop of a hat and not get a disease.
Whereas, oh yeah,
any other festival in the world, it would just be like gross. You'd be fucking scared to high five somebody.
Oh, why? Yeah, but even then though, you're like,
what about this girl here?
There is capping at that. Like, you're bound to sweat, like, and just look rotten.
Oh yeah, you sweat and then all the dust sticks to you. You know, especially her. It's just hits. No, that's that. She's a famous model,
right?
But she's like got that skin thing where like she's black, but she's got big patches of white. Be like fucking a giraffe, but she is hot as shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Vaping away, vape niche.
Would you go?
There's fucking, what's her name? Iggy Azalea, just fucking knifing pigeons all over the place. I guess I can't get anything. I guess I can't get anything. I guess I can't get anything. It fades off.
She's the worst person of all time.
She is, and also, you know, it's like, imagine your one big hit was, I guess I can't get anything.
I guess I can't get anything. It's not a stadium fucking sing-along song, like.
And then never see her again. And then she slobbers about Aer Lingus flight attendants or something.
Yeah.
And she's 100% right. 100%. Like, every one of them looks like Mrs. Brown's boy, woman. What's her name? What's his name? Brendan?
Brendan, someone, yeah.
They all look like fucking... They all look like her. I'll never forget that woman. Like, sorry, could you just sit down, please? And I'm like, oh, sure, we're not allowed to stand in this area. And she goes, oh, no, I'm trying to do a crossword on the flight back from LA. I'm trying to do a crossword and you're blocking the light. And I was like, first of all, give me some fucking peanuts. You know, the flight's 10 hours long. I have to pay for everything, even though the flight was horrendously dear. And I can't stand here and stretch my fucking thrombosis.
Aer Lingus is nice, though. Aer Lingus is a nice flight.
Shut up.
It is.
It's not. It's all right.
Listen, when you compare it to the budget airlines I flew with, it's the ghetto.
He flew to American Ethiopian canoes, didn't he?
Yeah, Ethiopian Airlines. Food was shit. I want you to
get yourself and your soul again. This Aaron's on an Ethiopian airline flight going like, where's the fucking sponsor? Why is there no stuffing? Why am I eating goat curry?
Someone get me a sarnie.
Tell my man I have scrambled egg ready by the time I get home. It's Geddes. Actually, absolutely. Jettis. We left the intro too Jettis. Long. Shouldn't have played it. Jettis. Fuck you. Brilliant. You told me one time that your mum was making you like scrambled egg on toast or something, and then you said something like, "Oh yeah, that we might be getting food at Colin and Maureen's," and she just took the whole pan and fucked it all in the bin.
Just put it straight in the fucking bin. And it was kind of something like I let slip during conversation. I was like, "Yeah, I'll probably land down at Colin's and get something." And she's like, "You'll eat down there? What the?" And then she just fucking took the, like, you know, like in a moment of madness you have where you get real hyperactive and just act immediately? That's exactly what she did. She was like, well, you're not fucking eating it here then. And just threw it in the bin, like, good scrambled egg in the fucking bin, like, maniac.
And you're like, I'll eat that too.
100%. I did eat it. Scooped it up after.
I did eat it? I thought you said I did eat it. Squash it between my daddies. Tell me how many loads you would dump in Selena Gomez.
Until I was out by.
Dumping clips.
Until I have no more to give.
Until I have no rounds left in the magazine. I was sitting worried, you know what I doing? Something I was like, no harm, worrying, but like, if, you know, we'd have to get in some sort of three-way action if we ever bumped in there. You know?
I mean, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, tonight.
Selena Gomez.
I'm trying to remember what the last podcast I did was. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Episodes. The last uploaded was me just talking by myself, 10th of April. I've done a lot of podcasts in between that. We went down to Oma, and we recorded a podcast on a whim. And Mickey Bartlett was there, so obviously started drinking.
Yeah.
Has a drinking problem.
I didn't intend to have a single drink during that night and ended up fully pissed.
And you say night, it was the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you two got real sauced. I'm pretty sure you call your dude Sean there.
Yeah.
He at the end, he definitely cleared 7 pints of Guinness away.
Oh yeah,
Mickey definitely put 7 pints of Guinness away, yeah. And then came home and drank way more. And that was eye opening as someone who is trying not to drink of late.
Yeah,
you know, haven't drank in a while, and you're just like, I had fun. I was there. We laughed a lot. We came back to the house. You know, I hit the old vape pen.
Mickey laughed to the point of puking in the toilets.
I know. I wonder, is this going to be as funny when we retell? Now, there is a podcast. It's up on the Patreon at the minute. It's exclusive content for the Patreons.
Nice.
Right now. But it was great. We were just, like, at one point I looked down at the clock and it was only 19 minutes into the podcast and we'd laughed ourselves fucking dry.
Yeah, I was literally like, I felt weak from laughing. Like,
yeah, we were exhausted. And, but then we're talking after and we subsequently booked a quick little trip. Oh, that's right. Did I even talk about that? We're doing a 420 podcast.
Woo!
We're going to do a podcast in Amsterdam.
Fucking can't wait.
Now, we do fly home on the 20th, but we'll record it on the 19th. Don't you worry about it, bitch. So we're going to do a 420 podcast. Gang, 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 gang.
Can't wait.
Me, Aaron, Mickey, live from the Dam.
Cannot wait.
Okay, we'll do it in the room before we leave. But so that's going to be mega, but... So you hit the weed, but it was just weird just seeing how much drink that you put away. And you weren't like majorly blocked.
No.
You know, weren't falling about the place, having a great time, just sitting there drinking beers. And I was like, oh, that's why I wanted to stop drinking, so that I didn't have 13 beers on a whim.
Yeah.
Just because we did a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and you just woke up all feeling like shit. And I was like, hey, what's up, bro? Still high.
Yeah. It's weird to have this... like revelation at like 24, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't know about drink at all.
I mean, if you were American and you only were legally allowed to drink from 21, it would be weird.
Yeah,
but you're from Northern Ireland, so you've been drinking since you were probably 14.
Yeah, and I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it. You've got a full decade under your belt, literally.
And plus, like, I got introduced to like a friend of a friend the other day, and we were just like talking about like drunk stories, and. You know, I threw out the... This is, like, first impression, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to throw out, obviously, the forest story.
Yeah, great
the
story.
The nearly hitting my friend's dad in the dick story, you know? And as a first impression, that's a bit too much to take in. You're like, you probably have a problem, mate. You have a serious issue, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just being drinking a lot met with being a complete social retard, which is what you have.
Like, I have...
I crawled into my mate's man-dad's bed and punched him in the dick. That's a good story, though. You should do that.
I didn't punch him in the dick, though, but
If
I had punched him in the dick, he would have beat the absolute shit out of me, like, okay. 110%. Because he was drinking that night, too, and, like, I can't even fathom it from their point of view of, like, his wife waking up and staring, and I'm hunched over her husband with my fist in there. Like, I was about to hit him in the dick, like...
But to jam it up his asshole.
Milliseconds later, and I would have completely shafted him right in his dick.
Don't say shafted him in his dick. Yeah, I don't know. But, like, it's fine. You know, you have hopes and dreams, which a lot of people your age don't. So
that's so bleak.
I know. So just everyone's just like, I can't wait the weekend to wrap up this fucking shift at the fucking KFC here.
Here, I'd work at KFC, no sweat. Staff meals? Good night, Irene.
Can I have a smoke break? And by smoke, I mean 15 fucking chicken bites or whatever the fuck. Hot wings? Hot wings are the shit, though. So anyway, we're in Oma. We're doing this podcast. It was very funny. Laugh, 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 laugh. You know, various things. Is this joke even funny secondhand? I don't think it's even that funny secondhand.
It's definitely need to have been there, like, but in that moment.
Well, we're talking about... You know, we're going to go to Amsterdam and basically, I don't know, we were just talking the usual Amsterdam shit about like fucking paying for you to bang some idol and, you know, blah-de-blah. And then I said, was it Mickey or you? I was talking about be like you're the only cunt that would haggle with a prostitute or something.
Yeah.
And then we're always, you know, doing a round of impressions of people trying to, being at the door of a prostitute's thing and like, fucking 60, I'll give you 40, you know, and then you're like, I have a group on here.
Yeah.
And then I said, a group on is just two hard ons. Right now, not funny at all.
But in the time of like the snappy snap, you know, everyone throwing something out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A group on is just two hard ons. And that, it was actually, I think I saved it. It was on my Instagram. Everyone laughed real hard. And then Mickey just literally ran away very quickly. And you could just hear him like...
Yeah, he completely hurled into the toilet.
He laughed that hard, he boked. Which, you know, if that's a sign of fitness... You can't deal with the cardio of laughing, bro. I have a feeling we'll go to Amsterdam and you'll not see Mickey till we're flying home.
Well,
Is it Bagley? What was it?
I don't know. Yeah. fuck. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun.
I can't wait.
You see, me and you are literally like, okay, I want to smoke some weed and literally just eat noodles.
Yeah, watch a midget fuck something.
Yeah, we'll go and watch, you know, like some fat girl with a fucking, you know, 10-pin bowling pin in her butt.
I'm excited to see like how mad these like sex show things get. Just because like you're Vietnam, but like I even still I'm trying to like fucking comprehend a person like popping a ping pong ball out of their vulva.
But that was the least offensive part, as you well know from
that was the most bit. Yeah, that was the most Presbyterian thing that happened in the whole thing.
Yeah, the introduction of live animals. Now there, I don't know what the rules and regulations are in Southeast Asia regarding animal abuse,
mm-hmm.
but you definitely couldn't put a turtle up your fucking blurt.
Oh, and, someone's gonna tweet that to PETA and they'll get that stamped out.
Right, PETA, PETA. Someone's got a fucking goldfish in their anus.
I was so... Now, it all may or may not have happened. I was so drunk. Like, you know when you're just... Everything's just a sloshy fucking haze. You're just like, oh, God, yeah. What the fuck is going on? And then next minute, you're just back out in the street. And then you're... A couple of minutes after that, you're eating a sit-down meal in an Italian restaurant. And you're like, what happened?
But can you imagine going to that sober? Imagine comprehending that reality while you're sober. Like, at least if you're drunk, it's like everything's so hectic and just happening there and then. And you're like, ah, I just seen someone fucking put a goldfish into a fishbowl through her vagina. It's grand.
You probably want to be drunk, though, because then you would see all the tricks. You
know, yeah.
You'd be like, I seen her tucking it.
Yeah. Yeah, the conspiracy theorist comes out.
Yeah, I seen her put
batteries. I know how you're doing that.
I seen her put batteries in that hamster. That's not real. Someone sent me this video. I just thought I'd bring it up. Is that how you spell it?
Oh my god.
John threw fire in the booth. Is this the one where he's all like, I got you a fucking lemon drizzle cake, you bastard. This is actually fucking pure fire, this. Have you heard this?
No.
Intense now.
John Sue. Radio 1. Charlie Sloth.
Other.
Fire in the booth, boys.
Did he say boys?
It rained down fire.
Did he?
Sloth. Fire in the booth, boys. It rained down fire from the skies of heaven onto this booth. Pay attention.
I mean, fucking right. It's intense, bro. Have you not seen this?
No, I love it though already.
This is what I have to say.
Fire in the booth, boys.
Would you politicians listen if I told you? Took you by the hand and showed you what we go through. Cause we've been struggling our lives and we oppose you. We tell our children it's lies what they've told you. So don't be listening to what they tell you. Cause what they tell you is...
It's intense, bro.
Oh, who's ready for my album? No peace, no more, just deep hunger. Get your women, go breed in a bunker. Listen, it's time for a vengeance. It's time for the revelation of the nation. Time for repentance. Who's ready for the war? Who's ready for my album? Who's ready for the troubles? Who's ready for more bloodstains in the floor than ever before? Who's ready for me? John Sue! What you politicians listen?
It's like if Ian Paisley rapped.
If I told you.
No surrender!
Politicians listen.
3D bender.
No. Would you politicians...
Give him some hate there, bro.
Believe this life is a test, and if you don't believe, you're not.
Where's the one where he throws him a fucking Vita bread or something?
No way. He throws him a bar about Vita?
Oh, wait a minute. There's literally a bit where he's like, I got you a fucking present, Charlie. Straight out of fucking Ishers.
Too many funerals over the years.
He's good, like.
He's fucking great.
He can rap like a muscle. Where's the one? They're definitely. Where's the one where he gives him a fucking... Right, some dude actually just sent it to me, but I don't know what
to do. Need you all to listen to this one.
But we're here, bro. We're here listening.
Turn a bit in the headphones for me. This song here...
This song here is fucking someone playing a flute. Would it be funny if you did a sketch and the rapper just went... He went like this. Yo, fucking turn that down! Fucking turn that down, Dave here! Turn that down, the headphones. Fucking gonna be... Fucking tinnitus. Yo... Fucking less volume, please. What, I'm a fucking deaf? Fucking shit bastard. Oh my god, that scares me. Did you ever just fucking click on your phone and you're in someone's weird fucking Instagram by accident? Not really. Hold on, let me see. Notre Dame. Vida makes me hard. Where is this from?
Vida makes me hard.
Yeah, let me see. Oh yeah, here we go. Good boy. Where's the fucking bit with the... This is riveting. First of all, Charlie Sloth. Sort your life out. Hold on. If you haven't checked this out, give it a laugh, throwing wheaten bread to Charlie Sloth. Where is that? There must be a clip.
Does he actually like fuck all over them? A just cause.
Here lies a soldier of the
call.
Alright, man.
Now he's going full wolf.
I don't know if I can do this and outfit. And I'm not talking about the prison.
Sorry, this is awful audio.
I've stood at too many funerals over.
Fucking right.
Yet again, people.
Wow.
Listen to this last verse. Let me get in this. Was the tyrants divided?
Let me get in
just
this.
The blind
us. Let me get in this.
And the chains bring the problem. Wanna have to stand and.
I've definitely...
Sure, but nothing's over!
Hold on.
Call the kids.
A real emotional business, man.
Why can't they find
Man
it?
Can
Thanks.
Underneath the...
Thanks
sure,
almost.
But nothing's over!
Okay, this is...
Run, he called... deep down the grave...
I can't find it. There is a bit where he's like, I brought you a fucking present, mate. And there's like a Vita and a wheaten bread and a fucking lemon drizzle.
And he's like, yeah, appreciate it because I'm also a fat cunt. Thanks, mate. Thanks, yeah.
Vita
bread. Toasted.
Wheaton. Vita.
What you got, fucking jambon, boy?
Dale Farm.
Jenny's black pudding. Fuck my ass.
Cookstown fried rice.
Yeah, mate.
He goes so hardcore, Charlie Sly's like,
yeah, where the fuck are you fucking on, boy?
Yeah, he's too heavy to get on like that.
Nah, he's got quite the selection of cars.
Does he?
Charlie Sloth? Yes, he
a
does.
Ball out of control.
Let me see. Charlie Sloth cars. He's got a heap of cars.
Yes, he's fond of his motors, eh?
There's a fucking...
There he is, dressed like Bane.
There's a C63. There's a fucking... GLE something with a bunch of numbers.
Just sitting in the middle of a residential park as well.
G-Wagon. Oh,
it's weird to see.
I know, but you never know. That might be London. That probably cost fucking 20 million, that house.
No.
Yeah, boy, where you go bathroom? 10 mil.
Also, it's probably total just bullshit, because do you reckon any other Radio 1 DJs are balling that hard? Or he's just like,
yeah, literally have no money. Yeah. But I got free Beamers, free Mercedes.
I'm renting it.
And thanks to fucking my boy Chunsu, a lifetime supply of fucking Wheaton. Dry as a nun's chuff. Just when I thought my mouth was too juicy. No. Eating a Wheaton. Get that sandy bread in there, boy.
Eating a Wheaton.
Eating a Wheaton. My new album, Fire in the Oven, with my new song, Eating a Wheaton. Eat that Wheaton, boy.
Fire in the immersion.
Fire in the boiler. I'm having a bath.
We never played this, did we? Riley Reid rapping.
Oh, she was dropping all the M-bombs and all?
I think I just played that on the...
The Dailies podcast?
Yeah, but we'll play it with some... Give it the respect that's due.
Eat a Wheaton, boy.
She's eating a fucking cock or two.
Black pudding.
It's funny that she's such a famous porn star and you're like... She's so small and skinny and insignificant.
Yeah.
But she can just fit a whole cock in her the whole body. Booty fat, don't know about that. Night.
Booty fat?
Night. At least her fucking mic works. Dropping in bombs.
Watch yourself.
Whip a trick, hit a lick, want a pussy ass, cornbread, fuck niggas. 305.
Pussy ass cornbread. Yeah. Pussy ass cornbread.
N words. Yeah, we know from getting rowdy, spit stringing from my mouth, let you fuck my face. She looks like. She looks like she's still got, you know, like when the dentist stuffs your fucking corner of your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, shit. It looks like that, but I guarantee you it's cocksuck muscle.
There's something quite innocent, though, looking about her. Like, it looks like she's fell in with the wrong crowd or something.
But that's why she's a popular porn star. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't look like.
She doesn't look like a porn star.
Like big fucking blonde fake titties.
Yes.
You know, big fucking mess.
Yes.
She just looks like some wee girl.
I'd like to take her for a meal to the birches or something like that.
Would you?
Yeah, leave this life behind you.
Do you reckon those people are just too hardcore dirty? You know, you'd be like, oh, no, let's just have a nice dinner, and then her dinner comes out and it's like, what does that look like? God.
Yeah, it'd be too much. Like
stuffing a chicken roulade in her bake.
Ask me about my day or something. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can go to the cinema after that. Cool, John, a 69 while we're watching Dumbo.
Not really, I just like to go to the pictures.
I love it, it's become a role play. I was thinking maybe have a table book for 8. The fuck on the table? No, I was going to say a table book at a restaurant. Can I put the table leg in my asshole?
You're not vegan, are you? You ordered Bushmills chicken. Yeah. Do you like Bushmills sauce? Bush. It's just pepper sauce, but you take the spice.
I got Bush. Eat my Bush sauce. Get a win! Why is she saying so many N? But she ran out of words. She's like, jerk it out.
I mean, it's a go-to word to write, isn't it? Beat it out, beat it out, beat it out, nigga. Check
it out. Hey, the mixing of that audio is all over the place, okay? Said N-words too many times. They just played it again. Pull up! 7-7 dick set up in my asshole. Jizzy jizz squirting.
Someone goes, and that is why she is paid to keep her mouth full.
Yes! I love
absolute
a good.
Absolute belter.
I love a good comment. Did I fucking break that again? This is the worst. Hello? This is the worst song of all time. There's a comment at the top of this made me laugh real hard.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, this is the. Is this. Can you hear stuff in the headphones?
No.
No? Fuck it, sure. It's still working. Here's an ad for Squarespace, guys. The podcast is not sponsored by Squarespace.
Squarespace. Are the hiccups are embarrassing.
The comments in this song are hilarious. Like, I'll play the song, right? It's desperate.
It's trip.
Nah. God knows what this cunt got paid to feature on this song. He's like, hey Travis, do you want to be on my new song? Yeah. Put all the words from the song in a hat, rip it up, throw it in there, mix it all about, and then the first one you take out is the chorus, alright bro? And he's like, no shit! Straight up! That's like my dad if you went to an actual Chinese restaurant and he's like, chopsticks! 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 Really? In fucking Belfast, chopsticks!
Why not a fork? Why not a fork?
More like, fucking knife! Get me a fucking cutlery! Chop, 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 chop. Now, this is class. Trippin' on you, I gotta have you. I spend it on you, I might buy two. Now get in my crew. I like her legs up like chopsticks. Luxury in my optics. Your X-Men's on the op list. I love Schoolboy K. Like,
yeah, he's great.
That's fucking
sad. He's a funny cunt.
Chopsticks! Schoolboy Q. Hey, yo, Trav, how many words you need me to hit? Travis, one. There was, fucking so funny.
Travis, what's the name of the song? Q, Chopsticks, Travis, Say No More.
Yeah, where do you read that? That's the one. That one. That was like the top comment. What's the name of the song? Chopsticks, Say No More. Ch-
chopstick.
But that is the one. That's one though that gets in your fucking skull. The data to pop shit. I'm a high profile
100 mile flex. Big fan of Schoolboy Q.
Yeah,
big fan. We're running out of time hugely here. I need to. We need to go to Belfast, don't we?
Eat some noodles.
Eastern
chopsticks.
With some chopsticks. Fucking chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Straight up. Will Jimmy Buckley ever play Coachella? Who the fuck's Jimmy Buckley?
Oh my god, sir. I can show you a whole world. Jimmy Buckley's an Irish country singer.
Is he?
Anyway.
Is that a song of his? I can show you the whole world.
No. Jimmy Buckley, though, you know. I can show you the whole world
as long as you don't want to leave Tyrone. That's what I'm saying, Andy. Donegal, do you?
I can show you the whole county. And a quick wee fucking puff stop.
Before Brexit. Chopsticks! Fucking chopsticks,
that's
man.
In my head now.
And so I watch you from afar playing a 10-year anniversary show. And they're playing their full first album. In completion. I will eject everywhere.
That'll be unbelievable.
That's one of the best albums of all time.
That'd be class.
It's like a greatest hits, and it was their first album. You know one of those ones?
Yeah.
Incredible. Also, if you're wondering what happened to... There's me naked. If you're wondering what happened to Notre Dame, it was Susie. He just burned it down there. How does Aaron get his t-shirt on in the morning with that cranium? Listen, Rue Gillen, whatever your fucking name is. If anyone's going to make fun of their retarded friend, it's me. Watch your fucking mouth, bro. Well, it's funny when you make that joke like 9 years ago, but now it's just getting a bit old, isn't it? Your head is big, but you're fucking...
I know, but you gotta come through the heat these days. Like,
yeah, it's been, you know, it's fucking well...
If you're gonna make a head joke, you gotta fucking...
Well, what's that term? Well-trodden ground or something?
No way.
What's the best smicked out saying, you know? When... I discussed this before, when people say, I'm going for Kentucky's.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? Or I did hear a woman, like, there was two girls, one of them was pushing a pram, and they were having a fight, like a verbal fight with each other in Belfast City Centre. She's like, the bus is coming now, and she goes, I still have to buy my fucking mommy's meat.
I love when people say...
So Belfast.
Or something, after they've explained something very specific that they want. Come on, we'll go for a fucking 20 nuggets or something. But they've already said what they want, but they're just adding or something. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Come on, we'll get the fucking 6:40 flight to Amsterdam or something.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a person. This is Fiflo Hoops. It sounds like this is supposed to be a real edgy question, but it's actually quite pedestrian.
Okay.
One of you, and one for you and Aaron, hypothetically speaking, moral dilemma. You like but are not officially with a member of the opposite sex, but it's heading that way on your holidays. Mad party. You end up drunkenly banging someone. Feel guilty as. The next day, what do? Love to see how you two banter it out.
Oh, okay, hang on. This is like an actual scenario right. This person's went through here.
Yeah, you fucking cock vampire.
What are she's we? Like, what are we, agony ants?
I'm pretty much going with someone, but sure, I was on my holidays and I had a few fucking shandies and I thought, guess what feels empty, my cunt.
I had a rock shandy straight to the throat after.
Fucking penis colada.
Right, so... Right, so hang on.
Chopsticks! Sock sticks! Fucking sock sticks! Sock sticks!
Blowing it out. I got a bad habit with bad habits.
Fucking no dick, you can I read it.
Diving in like I'm mad at it.
I tell you what, I was sitting there and I had a couple of drinks and I said, I don't have enough dicks in my mouth. Enough dicks. People have no reserve when
sucking on dicks in Tenerife. I love that.
Hey! Hey!
Smoking on the good cave, sucking these dicks in Tenerife.
Mouth's empty.
Here, what I would say is, you're on your holidays.
You're on your holidays. I've got hoes. Listen, that's Mickey Bartlett's rule, isn't it? Different country, different blurts.
Yeah, if you had to step on an EasyJet flight, you're good to go.
Yeah, and if you've had to get your passport out, get your cock out too.
Get both of them stamped.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well, that's you know, that's women just not being able to control themselves. I love just kicking off shit like that. But seemingly. I mean, there's nothing. People, there's no one gets more thirst on them than a drunk girl. Like,
oh yeah, on holidays,
you just have to hold it back all year, and dudes are like, I'd fuck her, and girls are sitting like, I'm not saying anything. Fucking couple of Proseccos later, and you're just like, my throat's empty.
This is what happens to you if you live in a small town in Northern Ireland.
Sucking a strange dick. There's something hectic about that.
Girls gotta go, they have to go in like a collective from their small town and then fuck off to like a Spanish resort and then just skull cock around them.
Do you remember that girl who just sucked like 24 cocks?
Oh, why?
Could you think of anything worse? I wouldn't shake 24 hands in a row.
What way were you reared?
20? You don't know what's coming out of people's fucking cocks. Like.
First of all, gluttony. You know, if you were like,
that was her name, my name's Gluttony McGillicuddy. I just can't imagine. It's just like you can't guarantee the quality of any of these dicks that are coming out. Like, can you?
No, you're getting the full fucking like pyramid scheme of dick right there.
You need to be like, did you shower right before you come out? How many times have you pissed already? You know, did someone go straight from a pool which was full of dicks?
Oh my god!
To a nightclub which is fucking in Magaluf and it's all sweaty anyway, and you're pulling your gross cock out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because it's that dirty old like on your holiday cock. That dirty fucking Magaluf dick.
Yeah, you might have got some fucking suntan cream on it. You know, it's fucking sticky.
You bought some new boxers from Next for the trip, you know, so she's sucking your dick and your dick's got like a fucking balaclava on it because you've got all the fucking boxer fluff.
Your foreskin's got a goatee. Did you fucking get a brand new pair? I bought them. I was in Kildare Village. And I bought these, like a Ralph Lauren set. They were double XL, right?
Ooh.
But oh, fucking fat dick rhino thighs got home and put them on and I was like, my feet will go blue if I wear these. They're so fucking tight. But also
fat dick rhino thighs.
Also, like, I don't know how else to describe this. They were so gay. Do you ever put, like, I put them on and I was like, these are for gay people. I was like, this is a gay man's pants.
Yeah, you looked at yourself in the mirror.
They were like, by the way, you don't get that David Beckham perfectly round dick lump.
Yeah.
It literally looks like a packet of fucking cream eggs stuffed down your pants, and you're like, this is not sexy at all. And they're pink. Do you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to have a gut hanging over.
You never, ever get that dick bulk. It just doesn't exist for men of our size. At best, it looks like someone stepped on Play-Doh.
The dick bulk? but you never get the perfect.
Nah, like you could scoop it like an ice cream.
Nah, you could hold like a tit. You could hold it all in one hand.
Oh,
nah. No, it's a disaster. Like,
nah.
You're like, it's like that movie. Is that a bollock above? Your bollock above your dick? Like an equal or like a division sign? I don't know who said that. I think it was, what's his name?
Oh, that's funny shit.
Chopstick!
How did we get there? Oh, yeah, this girl sucked a dick in Tenerife.
Yeah, so, well, listen.
I sucked a dick in Tenerife.
You're obviously not that into the person anyway, if you're just going to casually, you know, ride someone on holiday.
Yeah, love doesn't get on like that.
Eh? Fiflu Hops or whatever your name is. Hi Colin, I live in New Zealand, but I will be home in September for 3 weeks. Any decent gigs planned? Yeah, there'll be a tour going and stuff, but, you know, let's leave it close to the time, bro, because what am I, fucking telepathic? I've got to plan your fucking trip home. Wait, closer to the time, check out my social medias. Fuck's sake, Stevie. Stevie! And sort it out, mate. Nah, just here's when you look. Late August.
Chopsticks.
Did you and McCann get your free pizzas? Mickey McCluskey, do you know this man?
Fucking dead, sir.
Do you know Mickey McCluskey?
No.
Oh.
Mickey McCluskey? No.
Mickey McCluskey. Did you get your free pizzas? We did get a free pizza, and even I still felt weird about it. I was like, just get your wallet out so it looks like you're about to pay for this.
Yeah.
But we subsequently went back and bought another pizza, so.
Delicious.
Which we didn't need chopsticks for. Not really a question, but all your chat last week about Game of Thrones and all the tits in it. The doll that plays Shay in season 3, Tyrion's girlfriend, she's a full-blown ex-German porn star. That's right, I've checked that out before. You can get shitloads of her
research.
Get shitloads of her videos online. I know you guys love a bit of porn. Yeah, but the fucking imp was sliding the pace in a porn star. Let me see Shay.
So this is a doll that's in Game of Thrones and she used to be a porn star?
Yeah, she's like Dinklage's fucking girlfriend for a second.
Nice.
Her name's Sybil Kakelis. There we go. Control C and let's see that anus. Quite hot. Don't know. Just go ahead and be subtle about it and write porn after that.
Oh!
Love sticks! Love sticks!
Release the dragons!
There we go. Mother of shaggins. Dick in her butt there, just chilling. Dick in the butt.
Yeah, she's way too calm there for someone who has a full piece in her ass.
Hello, I was born with... I got peace in my asshole.
She looks like she's taking a passport photo, but she's getting full-on fucking dog from behind.
Yeah, it looks like she's... Yeah.
Okay, no smiling now.
Dear God. Quite into that, though. You know, I probably am more into that. You know, you're talking about the Riley Reeds. Maybe not her, because she's built like a fucking breadstick. You know, we're splitting hairs here. But just that regular pretty girl look.
Yeah.
You know?
She was at Coachella, Riley Reed, and she just had the full shock hanging out.
I know, but they're all like, oh yeah, I got a fat ass on. You're like, no, you don't.
No, she don't.
You wouldn't know a fat ass, skinny bitch. Go to Tesco's Dungannon, I show you a fucking...
Oh, why?
Show you a couple of fucking dumpers.
Fucking Shetland ponies and polo tops. It's unbelievable.
Fucking McCann's eyes darting around like
Jesus
a chameleon.
Christ.
But the bus everywhere. Notre Dame theories. I reckon because they're French, some guy's like, okay, I will take a break from doing fucking welding on the roof. And
what happened?
It's French people. He's probably smoking a fag, getting his dick sucked.
But what happened in Notre Dame?
Are you joking?
I have not checked Twitter this morning.
You fucking... idiot.
What went down?
It burnt to the floor.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, what is it, a cathedral? Notre Dame fucking, yeah, look.
And me going to Paris next month.
I know. Oh, you're a fucking dickhead. How did you not hear about that?
Jesus Christ.
9/11? Do you mean 9/12 when I found out about it? Dickhead. That's actually, that wouldn't have worked. That's not a good joke.
2009?
It would have been 10/11. But yeah, you see, this is what happens. Primark, Notre Dame, they decide to do it up, and then some fucking incompetent asshole just leaves a fucking welder on or something. Look at that. Dirty, the yellow smoke.
Mate.
I mean, that is a fucking shame, like.
But imagine that was your fuck up at work. Like, have you ever fucked up at your job? You're like, oh God, everyone's known about that. Like, it's in the news, man.
It's terrible. Like, you'd have to... I mean, it is a mistake, but, like, it's a fucking terrible mistake.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say, across the street from this, you walk down the side street, and there's, like, an Irish bar, and across the road from that, there's, like, a sit-in kebab place where it's, like, table service. Best meal I had in Paris. You know, it's the fucking city of culture and food.
Kebabs in Paris.
And I can't even say the words.
Le kebab.
And then, yeah, you sit down, knife and fork, guy brings you the whole big platter of shit, and you're all like, it was fucking delish. And, like, most of the food in Paris is gash. I didn't go to good places, like, but
yeah.
You sit down at a place, and you're like, oh, I'm going to eat some cool shit here, and it was turd. But that was one of the best things I had.
You ever got food poisoning?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I definitely, yeah. Couple of times.
From what, like seafood or some shit?
One time was seafood. In fact, if I eat, what do you call them?
Mussels?
Mussels, any time.
Rotten.
I'll just barf. But it's not quite food poisoning because it's more of a reaction.
I did
in fucking Thailand or something, I definitely had some sort of bug in my stomach that wouldn't go away for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was literally just shitting myself to death.
Yeah.
But then people are like, if you don't poke as well, then it's not food poison. Don't know. It's hard to know. Have you ever had it?
No. I don't know. I've a queer old stomach on me.
Someone just sent me that. Vita makes me hard. Cool story. Agreed. Where is this from? That was the Vietnamese coffee. Begley brought that back from Vietnam. Shout out to Begley. Heading to Ho Chi Minh. What is this? Heading to Ho Chi Minh next week. I'm about the same size as yourself. Is it even worth trying to go and fit down those coochie tunnels? No. You'll not get in it. Like, there's people who get their whole body in it, and they get the photo of them hanging out of it, and I would get, if I put my one leg down it, it would block it at the thigh. And then I tried to fucking get under the actual tunnel a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening.
Yeah.
I'd literally have to get on my belly and crawl, and I wasn't willing to do that.
It sounds fucking awful.
And it's fucking 45 degrees, so also no. That coochie tunnel trip is like, either go and it's really good fun, or you get a bad like tour guide, and it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
So ours definitely had a Tinder date later, and he was like, okay, very quickly, look at this, move along, you can stop at gift shop for 13 seconds, you ready? Okay, back on bus, bye. Fucking fat bastard. Are you going to any rock on tour shows? They're supporting the Strokes in London. I must look that up. Actually, I would definitely go see Raconteurs and the Strokes. Jimmy Buckley, Coachella. Any plans for the show after show festivities when you play Odyssey? Traveling from Glasgow and want to make a right night of it, sir. Again, what am I fucking your entertainment? Are you not entertained?
You can't do anything after shows like that.
Yeah, I'll be fucking. I'll probably have to go to the gym or something after that.
You can get a pizza and eat it in bed.
Traveling from Glasgow. I don't know what the fuck I'll be doing just yet. After show, maybe cool to fucking set something up.
Listen,
if you want to reopen the beach club, absolutely be my guest.
Yeah,
you know,
I never got to experience it.
That was the last fucking question. We're gonna have to go. I have to get changed, and we're going in like 20 minutes.
Eat noodles.
I'm gonna buy some shoes and a camera and a battery for the camera.
Like I need all static. Hey. Chopsticks, 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 I let them chopsticks, chopsticks, chopsticks.
I'll get a video monetized one of these days.
What is he actually saying? Like?
At the start, schoolboy...
Is it a euphemism?
Schoolboy Q goes, got her legs in the air like chopsticks. That's about it. He could have said anything. He could have been, got her legs in the air like Mars bars. And he would have been like, Mars bars. Fucking Mars bars. I do like Schoolboy Q now. Oh. Oh. Suck my dick.
Oh. Fuck rap, I've been rich. Crack by my stick shift. Oxy like concerts. Always my bread first.
Chopsticks.
My nickname.
Oh. I'm going to start wearing bucket hats, I think. Let's play an And So I Watch It From Afar tune, since it's...
I think he's the only man in history that's pulled off bucket hats.
Mac Miller, Liam Gallagher.
Mac Miller, yeah.
Yeah, can you believe that? That's crazy that album's like 10 years old. I remember seeing And So I Watch It From Afar in fucking Sandino's in Derry, when there was no one there and Two Door Cinema Club were supporting them.
It's mad.
You know?
It's fucking crazy.
Now they're just like, well, we go around anywhere in the world we want. Suck my dick. Should I get a tattoo that says clench fist, grit teeth, go?
The big class.
Just on my head, though. Side of my head.
With the QR code to this album.
QR code.
It's such a sick cover, too, for an album.
One of the dude's dad painted that.
That's class, like...
I could be bullshitting, but I think that's the correct. We are just looking at a stationary image here.
Yeah!
Good old 6 minute song. Right, what I will do is, I'm gonna skip to the end here. If you ever feel, you know, a bit downtrodden by life and you're like, I don't know how to pull myself out of this hole, put this song on. And just go into your work and start headbutting fun.
I don't know if I have the confidence to fuck up. But what if I fuck up? But there is a risk that I might
fuck up and run a dip.
Yeah, that's insane. Like,
some cunt's getting dropped in voodoo.
Yeah, there's a few fucking stray enamels going.
Couple of sternums getting headbutted.
Couple of skeds getting dished out.
Just
incredible. Bye, yeah. Bye, driver.
Right, we're gonna get out of here because I have to shower and get dressed in before 11, and it's 20 to 11.
Yeah.
Aaron, how's your tour been so far?
It's been lovely. Someone brought a bottle of Buckfast to the Newcastle gig. It was a nice thing anyone's ever done for me.
Apart from when I brought one to fucking LA!
On Venice Beach. Unbelievable. I'll never forget that. But yeah, it's been going good so far. I have 4 dates left. Galway, Dublin, Larne and Belfast. So, excited.
And you're also playing Larne this Sunday?
This Sunday.
On Easter Sunday with myself?
After Amsterdam. And then the day before that, when we come back from Amsterdam, I'm hosting Bingo Loco in the Academy, where I will be getting paid to essentially get pitched.
Where's this?
Bingo Dublin? Loco.
Dublin?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to have to put on your best Dublin voice.
Oh no, I've...
Hello, I am from the north. I was watching a clip of, you know, Richie Bree?
Uh-huh.
And someone put up a clip and he goes, I'm from the north of Ireland. Listen to this pandering, baldy bastard. He goes, I'm from the north. There's not a lot of comedy up there. Well, there is, but it's unintentional. Fuck!
Oh, shit. Oh, oh shit.
Oh! 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 Don't make me go into a fucking shed and just hit a cow carcass with a bat. Fucking, that's just space burning. Right, we're out of here. See you later. Cheers.